Praise the Lord. Pastor C here again with a faith-filled nugget. Praise God. Listen, we're talking about growing our faith. The Word of God declares that in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, we are to have an exceeding growing faith. Amen. Glory to God. So see, our faith has to grow. Our faith has to grow. There's another scripture that really blessed me. And it's in James chapter 2. And James says, by his works was his faith made perfect, developed, matured, strengthened. Hallelujah. Now, by his works was his faith made perfect. Now, once the Lord speak a word to you and you have been allowed the devil to steal that word and you begin to get that word rooted in you and you know you got the word rooted in you, the Lord Jesus said in the 4th chapter of Mark that the word would begin to grow. It would grow. It would grow in you. Now, we also understand now that Satan has thrown the kitchen sink at us. Amen. He sent persecution. He sent affliction. He sent tribulation. He sent cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things to what? Choke that word. To keep you from getting a full harvest of what's been promised. Amen. So now, with the kitchen sink thrown at you, in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 23, the word of God declares, we must hold fast the profession of faith without wavering. Holding fast the profession of faith without wavering, without leaning, without laying down. Oh, glory. See, when it said, by his works was his faith made perfect, that means that he had to give a consistent in the appropriate corresponding action that was necessary to keep his faith activated and growing. He had to give the appropriate corresponding action consistently. And that's what you got to learn to do. That is so important. And you can't fail. You got to do it. You got to become good at it. Praise God. You got to understand it. So listen, this is so important. So important for every one of us, glory to God, to constantly give the appropriate corresponding action. Have a great faith-filled day.